The Business of Marketing podcast is brought to you by Demand Exchange. Demand Exchange provides the technology, content, and expertise to identify and acquire your next ideal customer. Season 2, Episode 7 features Maria Sheglakova, Marketing Director, EMEA of PubMatic, in conversation with Justin Cook, Chairman of Demand Exchange.
Welcome to Advertising Week Europe here in London. I'm delighted to be joined by Maria Sheglakova, who is the Marketing Director for EMEA for PubMatic. Maria is also a mother, a sustainability business management leader, and a future 100 member. I'll stop there and welcome you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for allowing me to join you. Really excited. Talk about this podcast with my team today as well. So they are excited as well. Hopefully I can represent the whole marketing team on this podcast today.
So Maria, before we started, you were telling me a little bit about your interesting career journey to date. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about that?
Thank you. I've been in marketing for over, I would say, 18 years now. Seems like a long time. My first marketing job was brand marketer. So I've actually come from a B2C background, and I work for an alcohol brand, a luxury alcohol brand. And it was a joy working, kind of seeing the inside of B2C marketing. And at a time, I was actually based in a completely different country. And I moved to London in 2009, best time to move, recession, who would have thought. And I thought I would stay for a year and a half. And my main objective was really to learn all about digital marketing, kind of how great brands are running marketing. And it happens that I worked for a range of media agencies and kind of really went deep into media planning, trading, worked with companies like Paramount Pictures, London Business Schools, HSBC, which was a great experience. I've done kind of 360 journey. So I've run my own consultancy for smaller brands, anything that had tech in it. Like I've consulted fashion tech, fintech, anything with a tech. And I found myself about 9 years ago working for a range of ad tech companies in the marketing roles, which I'm still doing and currently representing PubMatic. It was an interesting journey, and I definitely bring a lot of experience from B2C into B2B.
And we're going to dive into that in a little bit more detail in a minute. Exactly. So PubMatic, tell me a little bit about the business and the problem that you solve.
Good question. PubMatic is an ad tech company. We are in the business of media trading. What we like to say is that PubMatic is really building the future of digital advertising and building a better supply chain. What we're really trying to say is that our platform connects buyers and publishers of digital media in the most efficient and effective way in one platform. The problem we are trying to solve is really the connectivity of all the players in the media space and trying to do it in the most effective way. As we know, there are different, you know, media 20 years ago looks very different from what we're seeing right now. And I've recently published an article, you know, the TV experience I had as a child is very different from the TV experience like my six-year-old has right now. So I think it's very exciting to be part of the media space and very excited to be part of PubMatic as they're really innovating on that front.
What role does marketing play in your success?
I think there are different ways of looking at it. Obviously, I'm biased as I'm representing marketing team. I would say marketing is a crucial part. I joined PubMatic about 4.5 years ago. It's been an independent company. We've been, the size of the company was very different. We've been slightly more than 400. We're more than double the size now. We're a public company, so can't share any public any secrets or company secrets with you today, apart from those that I'm allowed to share. Marketing has definitely been part of the journey, and I think marketing is really part of the success, I'd like to think so. It's all about building the story of PubMatic, creating the value proposition for our clients as well in the long term. So marketing is definitely a part of this growth.
And how has your approach to marketing changed as you've scaled?
Good question. I think I'm representing kind of marketing in Europe. We definitely been growing in the market. We've been launching in more countries. It comes with its own challenges and opportunities, and marketing had to adjust itself. We've also been launching new products, and which were targeting new customer groups, which we've never worked before. So we had to innovate with the business and really trying to understand what are we trying to say to this audience? What are the key things that we want to deliver? How we can be different? Because as in any B2B, and especially in ad tech, if you look at the competitive set, people are, you know, companies are sometimes very close to each other in terms of their business proposition. So I think marketing kind of is a special source that could be add-on that differentiates us. And I think it's about storytelling. Storytelling is the base of that.
So storytelling is the secret sauce.
I would say so. Yeah, because I think, you know, people sometimes you say, well, you're working B2B marketing. People kind of instantly imagining you sending gazillions of personalized email to a database from Salesforce, and that's your day-to-day. It's very wrong, because I feel there is so much connectivity between B2C and B2B. I think there is generally a lot of us just talking about marketing. It doesn't matter who you're marketing to. The problems are the same. You want to find the four U's of your customers. What do they have that is unresolved, urgent, unworkable, and kind of really address those points. And I think marketing in B2B is as in marketing in B2C. You need to have a story to really work for the long term, but you also need to closely align with your commercial teams to get those tactical kind of elements going. It could be sales enablement and some tactics around ABMs campaigns, account-based marketing, could be things around events and creating, you know, customer engagement. It's also about continuous PR and storytelling for four different customer groups and kind of relevant content that we create as well.
And to that point around the gulf or no gulf anymore between consumer, B2B, and it's just marketing, what channels are really driving your growth? How are you using those?
I think it's a combination, right? Like, and I know I use this analogy of a football team, but I feel the channels as well. I don't believe in a funnel per se. I think it's really a circle. And I think you can find new consumers by, you know, sponsoring certain events and going to fantastic events like Adweek Europe today. But then it's about the conversation, the relevance of this conversation that you are building, potentially through emails, potentially through your social media or anything else. I think all of the channels has its own kind of role to play, and it's about circularity of that. It's almost like a sustainable cycle of marketing where everything is interconnected, and it's a constant learning curve where you're just iterating as you're going along.
I think circular marketing is a great point. What trends and opportunities in B2B particularly are you excited about most right now?
I know I was trying to prepare for that, and I was like, I must say AI, but at the same time, I don't believe in it. So I feel AI, there's lots of exciting tech out there that's definitely we will get excited. And actually, me and my team, we're definitely using a range of AI to support the efficiency of that. But what I'm most excited is about human creativity and kind of ability to apply those technologies for the future. I think it's about real transparency, or ruthless transparency, I think. That for me is the most exciting part. I think it's less about tech. I see tech as more a tool for us to use as people. You know, you could be very excited about AI and opportunities it provides us. Say, if you had 100 customers, you would be able to personalize you know, the content to 100 customers, but you can also create the overload of that content. So I think it's about relevancy as well. So my excitement is about human ability of using those tech tools that being constantly produced by us as well. So I think the marketing will be a lot more about creativity, a lot more about craftsmanship, and less about, I don't know, less about tech, pure tech. I think tech is there to provide insights for us to iterate and kind of build new stories for new customers.
And when you think about the way you're structuring your teams, tell me a little bit about that structure. Tell me about the roles.
Yeah. We have people that some of my team is based in London, where I'm based, and some of the people based in completely different countries. So we run marketing for over 30 markets, which comes with its own challenges because we want to understand the local cultures, the local insights. The organizational structure of our customers is very different. It's also kind of cultural, I would say. And that's why we restructured We have two people in my team that are based in completely different countries. One is based in Milan, and Gret is running our Southern European marketing. We have Adrian, who just joined us literally a week and a half ago, and she's based out of Hamburg, and she kind of covers Central and Northern Europe. And I have an amazing team in London who looks after UK and MENA. And all of us are multi-marketers, so we're all multifunction. So we don't have a verticalized structure. We have an events person, a product marketing person. We're all sort of, we can do it all, which is a challenge. But at the same time, I think it creates this fluidity between the team. It's pretty flat structure, which means everyone can contribute their ideas and, you know, challenge each other sometimes and really be open with feedback so we can innovate. And I think, again, referring back to the sports team, I'm not a football fan, I must say, but looking at my son who plays football and cricket, I do think there is a lot of similarities on how we play marketing. I do want to think about it as not just work, but it's also fun, hopefully, for the team. They'll tell me later if it's fun or not. And really passing the ideas to each other and build on top of that. And I think that's the best thing that probably we've been doing so far.
That's really interesting. I love the phrase passing ideas to each other. That's great. There's a form of really powerful sort of football kind of yeah. methodology called tiki-tak, which is like passing, continuously passing, right?
Yeah.
And it was kind of, you know, really born out of kind of Pep Guardiola. The, you know, the
and I think the goal
coach,
is the same, right?
Yeah, like
when
exactly.
we play football, you want to score.
Yeah.
You want to score and we all want to score and we all want to win. And we're all so different. We have different experiences, different ethnicities, different languages. I think none of us at my team are actually the same. We're really diverse in full spectrum. And I think it's so exciting to hear how people have been doing things differently in different orgs and really learning from each other. So it's a small football team.
And what are the skills that you look for when you're building that team?
I think it's creativity, braveness, like be brave, be honest, and I think be kind as well to each other because, you know, we're learning from failures as well as from our wins. And I think it's so important to recognize the things that we can do better. And when we do something really big, we as a team get together and we kind of think about it. Could we be doing something different? What would we do next time? And sometimes we challenge each other. You know, I've talked to them this morning and I said, for next brainstorm, I really would like to know, if you were me, what would you do? What would you do differently? How would you run this team? How would you work with commercial team? And we've done this challenge like a month ago. What would you be doing if you were a chief revenue officer of PubMatic? What are the things that excite you? What are the things that you think we should be better at as an organization? Because some great ideas will come from people that just joined the business. You don't have to be in a business for 10, 15 years to be able to make a solid recommendation. So I think I really appreciate the openness of the org.
Can you give me any examples of that in action?
Yes, absolutely. I think we've currently planning for like the remainder of the year. So we normally review our results and we sit down together. We literally block half a day, sometimes a day. We recently had like a mini EMEA offsite. It started with a bit of lunch and just really getting to know each other's people. And we had some ideas just about how we can better collaborate, you know, budgets. Marketing budgets might not be growing year on year. So under economic pressure, you're trying to think, well, how could you be using these funds more effectively? What type of questions should we be asking our commercial teams to really get the feedback? And, you know, our commercial teams, for example, have sales training. And so some of the marketing members said, listen, it would be great for us to have sales training. I know we don't sell every day, but I think if we understand how they are pitched, we can be way better with our recommendations. So I think in our case, we would like to see marketing as a partner of commercial teams versus a separate comms team that's kind of supports their day to day. I think we're getting there. That came out of brainstorm, followed by ABBA concert. And a few holograms, that was very surprising.
Brilliant.
Who knew?
You talked about sales there and yep. the relationship that you have with marketing being key. What about product?
We have incredible product team. They're based out of US. I think the challenge could be, and I think a lot of ad tech marketers that are based in Europe would experience the same. we are probably not that close because they're based in US and a lot of product is connected to product marketing out of US. So we're definitely learning from them through a variety of task forces that we have internally and different comp structures that we have. We're slightly remote. We do enjoy hearing about their innovation. I think they also run regular hackathons. So it's interesting to see how certain tech ideas come out of those brainstorms.
And when you think about just the job of marketing, share with me some thoughts around what approaches that you've taken that have been the most effective.
Yeah, it depends what you how you think about effectiveness, first of all.
Brilliant. Let's talk about that. How do you define that?
How do you define that? And I think effectiveness could be different, right? Like the effectiveness for CTO will be very different from effectiveness to CEO and CMO. So I think a lot of that is looking at, we're very kind of business outcome focused as a team. We want to make sure that whatever we set to do as a business, we are part of that goal. We work together. I think we constantly iterate and we look at our marketing strategies and business outcomes. And, you know, we might have done an amazing event recently and gathered a group of very valued, high-profile clients there. And at the back of this event, we secured two commercial business deals, which is amazing. That's sort of the closed loop you want to see. So I think these sorts of things we're looking at. The other part is obviously the resource optimization, kind of generally understanding, avoiding duplication, because the risk as a marketing team that if you are running the team remotely and they all even work in hybrid and they all have individual functions, there is a risk of duplicating each other's stuff. So really playing as a team, again, referring to football, is really important. This kind of ruthless transparency when you're absolutely sharing everything with each other. So we can, instead of duplicating, building on top of each other's ideas is important. I think it's also important how you generally look at effectiveness. Like there are different elements of that. We as a business care a lot about sustainability. So we started looking into sustainable marketing a couple of years ago, I'd say, not just from operational perspective, but thinking about what type of experiences we are delivering, you know, what type of, say, gifts and merchandise we are doing, how we're buying, how we, you know, delivering different goods, how much of our marketing is digital, how much of our marketing is offline. So all of these little elements have been absolutely important. So I think sustainability also became part of our effectiveness measurement.
Very interesting. And talking perhaps more on the sort of digital side of things for a minute. So tell me about sort of the metrics that you try to kind of use to sort of, you know, kind of assess how effective you're being.
I think we use them all. If anything, there are too many metrics, and I'm sure lots of marketers are feeling the same way. There is a lot of data, and the challenge is to choosing the right data. And I think it's kind of referring back to what are you trying to look at. If we are running an advertising campaign, which, you know, you won't be surprised that some of the B2B brands, as you rightly said, will try to approach you on the tube station, or you might see it on in the future. You might see some specific advertising on, I don't know, streaming channels and what's not. So again, you might be looking at engagement rates, you might be looking at conversations, you might be looking at open rates if those are the emails. But I think it's also qualitative feedback, which is very important. We do regular surveys with our existing customer base to understand how they feel about certain content or service. And I think it all kind of comes together. So we'll look at multiple metrics that helps us understand how our customers and prospects feel about our brand and also feel about the work we do.
And I'd love to just dive into the tools that you're using. So yeah. I'm assuming that you use PubMatic as part of your marketing.
Yeah, we do.
What else is in your, tell me a little bit about how you use it, and also what else is in your stack?
I think in terms of pure play tech, we use Canva a lot for our creative work, which is obviously a little bit of AI there. We really enjoy our project management platform, which is called Asana. I would like to say that's a bit of yoga for you every day. And it really helps. I think when I joined PubMatic or in previous organizations, you know, the amount of emails all of us receive is Incredible. I'm not sure any human being can read so many emails. So having effective, I think, project management tools is incredibly important. We use Salesforce a lot, for sure. Pardot and the likes are part of our stack. We like to partner with external companies to make sure we send relevant communication. Depends.
Yeah.
That's probably the main.
That's great. And the marketing itself, the content, tell me a little bit about sort of what you've learned and, you know, how you have continued to kind of refine and optimize your approach when it comes to the content that's in the marketing.
Yeah. I think we first try to think, who are we creating it for? What's in it for them? You know, I've recently spoke to one company and they said, we have incredible content. It's a B2B company. I'm not going to say the name. And I looked at their website and I found a lot of research papers. And every single research paper was about 80 pages. I love reading, but there is only that much I'm going to take out of 80 pages. I think the question we should be asking ourselves when we're creating content, even if it's a great research piece, who is our audience and what you want them to take away? If the takeaway should be 3-4 bullet points, then I don't think we need 80 pages. I think creating relevant content is so important because, again, with AI, the opportunities are limitless. There is a risk of copying each other and replicating, and I think being different is important. I know you told me about another fantastic marketing person who've used his music experience to kind of change the way the marketing looks. I think those sorts of things are very exciting. I think creating more relevant information like how-to guides or sharing some information about the future of innovation, really, I guess, digging deep into what are those things that your consumer find that they can't solve, which one of those are urgent, and then creating content for those specific topics. And the more relevant you can be, the better the outcome. I feel the best content that we've seen engagement on were exactly the questions that people don't know the answer to. Anything else that is sort of the same, I think you will see the engagement is very low. And also not being afraid to use social media. I think social media is such a powerful tool, LinkedIn for sure. You know, you can create an amazing piece of content that sits on your website. You might have promoted it via newsletter, what's not. But have people really looked at it? We don't know, right? So having the snippets of information shared in a continuous form that to create this engagement and drive people towards this kind of content discoverability is very important as well.
And how has the customer changed over time when it comes to engaging with programmatic buying, you know, buying programmatic, the size of the buying committee, the maturity, how have you kind of evolved and adapted your approach to that?
I think it's interesting, right? Like coming back to B2B, you have different layers of marketing. So it's not just consumer. If you're selling platform to a big organization, you will have a user who is interested, the actual person who's going to be using that platform, but you also have a more senior decision maker and you want to align on a vision. You want to make sure that you're looking into the future of marketing or the future of business together in a similar way. So I think our marketing is always have multiple layers. You have to market to the decision maker, to the person who is actually paying the bill, but he might not be that interested in all the user interface things that you have. And you also should market to the user, the person who is actually using your platform day to day, you know, who might care about functionalities, and the way they would look at converting and into working with you will be different. It's all about gains and risks. What do I gain? And if I don't join you, what are my risks? So you kind of build your marketing a little bit around that as well.
Casting our minds forward into the future.
Yeah.
What major trends do you see shaping B2B marketing in the coming years?
Well, we talk about personalization. That's definitely coming. It's not going away. I just hope that we focus on personalization with meaning versus... Again, we talked about the risk is potentially overwhelming people with that. I think creativity is an important part of that as well. technologies, there will be, I feel there will be myriads of technologies for us to use. And I don't see, I absolutely see my son when he hits, I don't know, 16, in some way where he's using maybe more audio for versus any remote or paper or digital screens, you know? So those sorts of things I see coming. I'm excited about the possibilities of using audio for B2B marketing because I feel currently it's more on the consumer side. So that would be interesting to see. Hopefully we're also all looking into sustainable approaches, you know, using renewable energy, trying to, again, adhere to full cycle of marketing and versus the final marketing when I feel things are coming in and then there is a lot of waste. Those are the thing that excites me, but the most important is the human person, honestly. The people that work in marketing, and I feel being part of AdWeek, the main goal is really almost like feel again why you are in this industry and be excited about this. And I think, you know, we contribute so much to the economy as well as an advertising media industry. So when we look into the future, I think human and the craftsmanship is still in it. The most exciting part of that.
I think that's a great answer. And thinking about that sort of human, if you were going to give one piece of advice to somebody perhaps taking that first step on the ladder.
Ask questions. No question is too small or too big. I always say to my team, just ask. Because, you know, you think I might know it all. I don't. And to be honest, I can say probably the same for senior people. Just ask questions, experiment, test, iterate, just go for it. Just bring your powerhouse to the game, whatever it is.
Maria, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.
The Business of Marketing podcast is brought to you by Demand Exchange. Demand Exchange provides the technology, content, and expertise to identify and acquire your next ideal customer.